in many, if not most, Episcopal churches, tonight people are ceremonially washing each other's feet, following the example set forth by Christ, the example of absolute humility and servanthood. We're not doing that here at Grace, in large part because it's not the tradition, and traditions are more highly valued than most anything else in historic Episcopal churches. The other reason that we're not engaging in the symbolic action of foot washing that was so important to the example of, that Christ set forth for all who would follow him is that washing people's feet in the year 2012 is in no way comparable to washing people's feet in the year 20 or so. Washing people's feet in the year 2012 is not even comparable to washing people's feet in the year 1990. The number of nail salons specializing in pedicures has risen exponentially over the last 15 years. We, particularly females, now have well-cared-for feet. Our toes are taken care of in ways that were reserved for only the 1% until recent decades. In a world in which Jesus and his followers lived, the primary means of transportation was by foot, barefoot, or sandaled foot, in a land that had very little rain. Feet that daily traversed as Jesus and his followers did were covered in dust. The job of the lowest of the ranks of servants, slaves of a household, was to wash the feet of those who entered the home. There is no good comparison in our time and in our culture, and that's why modern-day foot washing doesn't really do justice to our Lord's example. We cannot or will not make the transfer of meaning from the example of Christ becoming the servant to our present-day life of ease, which at a minimum includes pedicures, and at a maximum denies that servants and slaves still exist, denies the example of Jesus that we should be as humble and lacking in status and credibility as servants and slaves are lacking in status and credibility. The idea of foot washing makes us uncomfortable, which is actually an arguable reason for having foot washing as a part of the Maundy Thursday service. That's the point, after all. To be made uncomfortable. To have roles reversed. That is exactly the point Jesus was trying to make with his disciples so many years ago, that if you intend to follow him, the only way to do so is to let down all airs and pretenses of importance and status and be servants. Or an even better translation, slaves. We, like Peter, don't like the role reversal that Jesus presents. We know, perhaps uncomfortably, firsthand what the life of a servant or slave is. No matter how much we deny it, many of us have firsthand experience with the help. We don't want to go there. We don't want to admit that this divide exists because we don't want to have to recognize the difference in status. We surely don't want to be the help. But that's exactly what Jesus' model is. That we be the help. Not in some short-term, light way that lasts 4 days over a weekend, but for life in our very being. Those who serve, who give their lives for each other. We live in a world as disconnected as the world of the first century. We have our feet done by people who are indentured servants in a Vietnamese overlord system, rarely if ever engaging in conversation with our foot washers, maintaining a separatist attitude of those who serve and those who are served. All the while wondering what is being said about us in their native language. And that is our discomfort with Maundy Thursday mandate to wash each other's feet as an outward, invisible sign of our servanthood toward each other. We don't want to be those people. No matter how much we appreciate their service, we enjoy our privilege. We like our status. Still, the example of Jesus is clear. And it's one that makes us uncomfortable. If you will follow me, do just that. Follow me. Follow my example. The problem with being commanded to become a servant or a slave is that servants and slaves have no power, no authority. No one listens to a servant or a slave. His or her opinion has no weight. The servant or slave is discredited, or in our vernacular, totally blown off. And that's exactly what Jesus has experienced. No one has never been more ignored than Jesus. Millions and even billions give him lip service, claim to follow him. Mostly, we claim to be believers, and that seems to be good. But it's much easier to believe in Jesus than to follow him. Belief in Jesus may in itself be a difficult thing, but following him requires even more. It requires letting go, giving up all the things we do and believe that focus on self, shifting our focus from an internal focus on I and me to an outward focus on us and we. Notice, in the context of Christ, the shift is not from I, me, to you, they, but to us, we. It requires that we become communal thinkers, that we come to realize that we all make up one whole. Not that there are many separate categories of people, but people. All people. One whole. We must come to a place of understanding that it is only through serving others that we are served. And only in loving others that we experience the depth of the love of God. Only when we take the place of the servant, walk a mile in their shoes, or wash their feet, will we truly understand what Jesus has asked us to do and be in order to follow him. Can we follow this Jesus? The next step is the cross.